Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 16, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Finastra explores the sale of its banking unit. Finastra, a financial technology company, has been rumored to explore a sale of its banking unit for as much as $7 billion United States dollars. Upcoming Valley FinTech Pay event at Arizona BayPay's chapter. The BayPay Forum is proud to announce the first event of Valley FinTech Pay, the Arizona BayPay's chapter on February 23, 2023. More details are available at baypayforum.com/022323. Froda, Lunar, Visa Partner for SME Lending Solution. FinTech Froda, Digital Challenger Bank Lunar and Visa have partnered to deliver an SME lending solution to help businesses access financing for their growth initiatives. Salt Edge partners MoonCascade to support PSD2 compliance. Canada-based open banking solutions provider SaltEdge has partnered software company MoonCascade to support PSD2 compliance. Commune closes $4.50 MLN seed round. Commune, a U.S.-based neobank that provides banking solutions for Latino families, has closed a $4 million. Central Bank of Brazil names EBANX as payment initiator for PIX. The Central Bank of Brazil has authorized EBANX to offer a payment initiator service through PIX, allowing the fintech's merchants to manage PIX payments within their websites. Smart OSC, GR4VY to improve payment experiences. E-commerce solutions provider Smart OSC has announced a partnership with cloud-native payments orchestration platform GR4VY aiming to improve the customer payment experience. PPRO expands cross-border payments in South Korea. Digital payments infrastructure provider, PPRO, has recently announced it extended its infrastructure to the South Korean market, integrating onto its platform local cards and TossPay, a popular e-wallet. ePay Australia partners Alipay Plus for cross-border payments. Payment solutions provider ePay, part of Yorone Worldwide, has partnered Alipay Plus to provide cross-border mobile payment and marketing solutions to merchants in Australia. European Commission launches a blockchain regulatory sandbox. The European Commission has launched a new regulatory sandbox for innovative use cases involving distributed ledger technologies, DLT. Ukraine expedites e-hryvnia development. Ukraine's Ministry of Digital Transformation has announced its intention to boost efforts to finalize the development of the nation's electronic hryvnia, e-hryvnia. Zopa snaps up Divide Buy. Zopa has snapped up Buy Now, Pay Later outfit Divide Buy, its first acquisition from a $75 million war chest raised earlier this year. Saudi fintech Hala acquires Payman.com. Saudi fintech Hala has acquired UAE payments startup Payman.com, an online payment processor for micro and small businesses. Australia's Shift raises $27 million. Shift, a provider of credit and payment platforms to Australian businesses, has raised $27 million in a Series C funding round led by Sequoia Capital Southeast Asia. Airwallex bolsters leadership team. Airwallex has today announced senior appointments to its global leadership team as the global payments and financial platform focuses on its expansion into 2023. Checkout.com forges payments deal with New Day. NewDay, a leading provider of consumer credit in the UK, has appointed Checkout.com as its payments provider for debit card payments. Citizens Bank selects Paymentus for bill payments and money movement. Paymentus, NYSE, Pay, the best-in-class digital bill pay, one, and money movement provider, today announced that it has been selected by Citizens Financial Group to provide electronic bill payment and money services for its digital-first retail banking customers nationwide. ePay Australia onboards Alipay. ePay Australia Thai Limited has announced its partnership with Alipay Plus to roll out cross-border mobile payment and marketing solutions to merchants in Australia. PPRO extends into South Korea. PPRO, the leading digital payments infrastructure provider, has extended its infrastructure to the South Korean market through integrating South Korean local cards and TossPay, one of the most popular e-wallets in South Korea, onto its platform. CrossSwitch acquire 50% stake in Vantage Payment Systems. Vantage Payment Systems, CrossSwitch and Equity Invest are pleased to announce that CrossSwitch has acquired a 50% stake in Vantage Payment Systems. FSB steps up investigation into DeFi risks. The Financial Stability Board is stepping up its investigation into the opaque world of decentralized finance, DeFi, fearful of the potential for spillover risks to traditional finance. European exchanges form consolidated tape joint venture. 14 European exchanges have formed a joint venture company to participate in the future selection process for the provision of a consolidated tape, CT, for equities in the European Union. SEC finalizes rules for move to T+1. The Securities and Exchange Commission has finalized rule changes to cut the settlement cycle to one business day in order to reduce risks in the clearance and settlement of securities. UK provides legal clarity on issuance of digital securities via blockchain. LaTeX UK, a government-backed and industry-led group tasked with promoting the use of English law and the UK's jurisdictions in the context of novel technologies, has determined that the UK legal framework is fit for purpose in relation to the issue of digital securities. Quad acquires Zignite. QUODD, a comprehensive market data on-demand provider for the global financial services industry and a new Spring Holdings platform company, has acquired Zignite, a leading global provider of financial market data APIs. ClawsMatch opens Portugal office, grows team to more than 70 people worldwide. ClawsMatch, a global regulatory technology company developing solutions for regulatory compliance, has launched a new office in Lisbon, Portugal, its first office in the southern European country and third branch worldwide, in addition to established teams in the United Kingdom and North America. The Derivatives Service Bureau invites applications for new product committee membership. The Derivatives Service Bureau, DSB, the global golden source of reference data for over-the-counter, OTC, derivatives, is today inviting industry experts to join the DSB product committee with submission of member applications closing on Monday, the 13th of March, 2023. Jort launches open banking platform. Netherlands-based accounting software company Jort has announced the launch of its new open banking platform. Epoch partners with Exconcept for e-commerce solutions. Germany-based internet services company Epoch has announced strategically partnering with e-commerce agency Exconcept in order to offer companies UX-friendly online shops with personalized shopping experiences for their customers. Amex GBT partners Amadeus. Spain-based travel technology company Amadeus has renewed its strategic agreement with American Express Global Business Travel, Amex GBT, to strengthen its B2B travel platform. MasterCard partners with Network International to combat fraud. MasterCard has partnered with UAE-based Network International in order to launch an AI-based fraud prevention solution. Mercurio partners Consensus to simplify the crypto purchasing process. Crypto payment solution Mercurio has partnered with US-based blockchain software company Consensus to streamline crypto purchases. SumUp boosts access control with Supopt from Netcetera. As online purchases have soared in the last few years, so has the level of online fraud. Financial institutions joining the Zelle network increase by 40%. Early Warning Services, LLC, the network operator of Zelle, announced today more than 1,800 financial institutions, FIS, are part of the Zelle network. MasterCard Trust Center partners with Nigerian fintech NowNow to improve cybersecurity for SMEs. MasterCard has partnered with Nigerian digital payment startup NowNow to help SMEs reduce the risk of cyberattacks. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.